on harmony in marriage, but because of my schedule, I've not been able, you know, to do it. But thank God for the opportunity. And I want to thank you for listening to the prayer. And as you pray for yourself and for your spouse, whatever you say to the ear of God Almighty, that is what He will do unto you. And that is what He will do for your spouse in Jesus' name. So the idea is just to intercede for each other as couple, you know. Just to pray for each other, cover each other, you know, in prayer. That's the idea behind couples prayer on harmony in marriage. So by the grace of God, I will be doing like follow-up prayer later on. So this is like an introduction, you know, for people, you know, to just pause for 5 minutes and just speak over their spouse, speak over themselves, speak over their marriage. And, you know, just like what the Bible said in Numbers 14:28, that whatever we say to the ear of God Almighty, that is exactly what He will do unto us. And it is also recorded in Matthew 18:18, that whatever we allow here on earth will be allowed in heaven. Whatever we disallow here on earth will be disallowed in heaven. So you have a part to play. Whatever it is that you don't like in the life of your spouse, whatever it is that you don't like in your marriage, you can talk to God about it in prayer. And I can assure you, you will see a positive change in Jesus' name. Amen. So please join me as we quickly pray, you know, for the next 2 or 3 minutes of, you know, as we intercede for ourselves and for our spouse. We're going to speak to the ear of our Maker, and He's going to honor the word of our mouth in Jesus' name. Amen. So I want to pray with you about fulfillment of God's words in your marriage. You know, God has spoken some things over you, over your spouse, and over your marriage. So we want to begin to see the fulfillment of all those things that God has spoken over you and over your spouse, over your marriage, in Jesus' name. For example, God Almighty said, none will be barren. So that is His word concerning your marriage. So barrenness is not allowed in your marriage. Barrenness is not allowed over your spouse, over you. Spiritually, mentally, financially, in every area of our life, we are not supposed to suffer barrenness. We reject barrenness in the name of Jesus. So join me even as we pray right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I reject barrenness. I reject barrenness. Barrenness of any kind, I reject it. I reject physical barrenness. I reject financial barrenness. I reject career barrenness. I will not be barren. My husband will not be barren. My children will not be barren. In the name of Jesus, my marriage will not be barren. I disallow barrenness in the mighty name of Jesus. The word of God said concerning me in Genesis 1:28. The word of God said concerning my spouse in Genesis 1:28, that we will be fruitful in the name of Jesus. I will be fruitful. My husband will be fruitful in the name of Jesus. I will be fruitful, and my spouse will be fruitful in Jesus' name. I command fruitfulness to come upon me. I command fruitfulness to come upon my spouse. I command fruitfulness to come upon my marriage in the name of Jesus. In the name that's above every other name, there will be no barrenness in my marriage. In the name of Jesus, I disallow barrenness. The Bible tells me that whatever I allow is allowed in heaven. Whatever I allow here on earth, it's allowed in heaven. Therefore, I allow fruitfulness to enter into my marriage. Fruitfulness, enter into my marriage. Fruitfulness, enter into my life. Fruitfulness, enter into the life of my spouse. In the name of Jesus, together, myself and my spouse, we will be fruitful. We will be fruitful. In the name of Jesus, we will not suffer barrenness. We will not suffer barrenness. In the name of Jesus, in the name that is above every other name, I decree in the name of Jesus that every word that God has spoken over my marriage shall be fulfilled in the name of Jesus, in the name that's above every other name. Every word that God has spoken over my marriage shall be fulfilled. Every spoken word of God over me shall be fulfilled. Every spoken word of God over my husband shall be fulfilled in the name of Jesus, in the name that is above every other name. I command increase over my spouse. I command increase over me in the name of Jesus. The word of God said, we shall be the head, not the tail. Myself and my spouse, we shall be the head. We will never be the tail in the name of Jesus. Every of God spoke, every word that God Almighty has spoken over my life shall be fulfilled. Every word that God Almighty has spoken over the life of my spouse shall be fulfilled in the name of Jesus. We receive our blessing, all the blessing that God has packaged for us from the beginning in the name of Jesus. We enter into it, we receive it in the name of Jesus. Our marriage is blessed, my husband is blessed, I am blessed, our home is blessed, our career is blessed. I cover me and my husband with blood of Jesus. I cover everything that God has released in our marriage with blood of Jesus. The children that God himself has released in this marriage, they are covered by the blood of Jesus. Myself and my husband, we are covered by the blood of Jesus. The love that God has that has put between us, the enemy will not turn it to hatred. In the name of Jesus, we continue to love each other. Love will dominate our relationship. Love will rule in our heart. We will love God. We will serve God. I receive grace for myself. I receive grace for my spouse. Grace to love God. Grace to serve God. Grace to raise godly children. I receive for myself and I receive for my spouse in the name of Jesus. Together, myself and my spouse, we will serve the Lord. We will love the Lord. We will make heaven together. And together with all our household, we will make heaven in the name of Jesus. We will not die before our time in the name of Jesus. We will live long to do the works of God in the name of Jesus, to fulfill destiny in the name of Jesus. Our destiny will not be truncated. Our destiny will not be hijacked in the name of Jesus. I soak my children and my husband in the blood of Jesus. My spouse, I speak over you. You shall be the head, never the tail, above, never beneath, in Jesus' mighty name. I speak over myself. I shall be the head, never the tail, above, never beneath, in the name of Jesus. So shall it be, in Jesus' mighty name. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have decreed. Amen. For the Bible tells us that we will decree a thing and it shall be established. I just want you to believe that this that you have spoken, this prayer that you have prayed over yourself and over your spouse this hour, it is recorded in heaven. It has been sealed by the blood of Jesus, and you will begin to see the manifestation of it in Jesus' name. You will testify in Jesus' name. So shall it be for you and for me. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Let's just thank God for giving us the opportunity to pray unto him. And he said, call upon me and I will answer and I will show you great and mighty things. Let's just thank him for giving us the opportunity to call upon him to decree a thing, and it is established in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God Almighty, for giving us access to your throne that we can call upon you and you always answer us. Thank you. I congratulate you. Thank you very much for praying for your spouse. Thank you. Keep it up. Continue to speak positively over each other and you will see the result in Jesus' mighty name. This is Harmony in Marriage.